Bible reading number 190, Isaiah 44, verses 6 through 20. The absurdity of idolatry. Yahweh is the King of Israel. Yahweh of the armies of heaven redeems Israel. Yahweh says,
I was here at the beginning, and I will be here when all things are finished, and I am the only God. There is no other God like me. If there is, then that God should call out and prove it. Before I established my ancient people, I predicted the future. Such a so-called God should be able to tell what will occur. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. I have always told you what would happen. You people are my witnesses. There is no other God. I know of no other rock. I am the only one.
Some people make idols, but all those idols are worthless. People love them, but they are useless. Those people are witnesses on behalf of their statues. But those people cannot see. They are ignorant. They ought to be ashamed. Who formed those false gods? Who made those useless idols? Look, all the workmen who make those gods should be ashamed. Those craftsmen are nothing but human beings. Let all of them come together and take a stand. They will all be disgraced and terrified. One blacksmith uses tools to heat up iron. He works over hot coals. He uses his hammer to beat out the metal and make a statue. He uses his powerful arms to forge it. But when he becomes hungry, he loses his energy. If he does not drink water, then he gets tired. A wood carver uses a line and a compass to draw preliminary lines on the wood. Then he uses his various chisels to carve out a statue from wood. He uses his calipers to measure the statue. This is how the workman makes the wood look almost exactly like a man. And this statue of a man dwells in a shrine. The woodsman cuts down a cedar tree, or he gets a cypress tree or an oak tree. He lets them grow naturally in the forest. Or he may plant a pine tree, but the rain causes it to grow. Then he may burn that tree. He may use some of the wood for a fire to keep himself warm, and he could also start a fire to bake his bread. Yes, he may use part of the wood to make a god. Then he will worship it. He makes the idol and bows down to it. The man burns half of the wood in the fire. He uses the fire to cook his meat, and he eats the meat until he is full. Yes, as he burns the wood to keep himself warm, he thinks, good, now I am warm. I can see because of the light from the fire. But the man makes a so-called god from the wood that is left over. He bows down to it and worships it. He prays to it, saying, you are my God, deliver me. Those people are ignorant. They don't understand. It is as if their eyes are covered so that they cannot see. Their minds don't understand. No one stops to think about these things. They don't have the insight. They have never thought to themselves, I burned half of the wood in the fire. I also used the hot coals to bake my bread. I cooked and ate my meat. And I used the wood that was left over to make this disgusting thing. I am actually worshiping a block of wood. Why am I doing this? He doesn't realize what he is doing. His confused mind leads him the wrong way. He cannot deliver himself. He does not say to himself, this statue that I am holding is a false god.